We've been close a couple times, that's for sure. Multiple good runs back-to-back, so it's just nice to show up and start the year off right. A lot of speed, especially in Daytona. Been lucky a couple times, but sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studios. As fans of the racing world get ready for the Daytona 500, it's time to think of better weather and racing. On the line, one of the most exciting personalities in racing, driver the number 23 Toyota for 2311 Racing, the one and only Bubba Wallace. Welcome back to WGN.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, we've followed your career closely. You know, it's still a very young career. Had you in studio multiple times, ups and downs over the years like anybody. But it feels like going into this season that you are as comfortable and as confident, really, as you've ever been.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. Starting off our eighth year in Cup, fifth with the 2311 gang, I think it's exciting. Charles DeKnight being new crew chief, calling the shots for us. There's a lot of good opportunity for us to capitalize on, I feel like, early. And that's something we haven't done in a long time. So we know it's going to be a tall task, but looking forward to rolling up our sleeves and getting work.
You say capitalizing early, going into the Daytona 500. This is a race that you excel in. You have always excelled in that. We know, fans know, you are going to win someday. You've already made a ton of history in NASCAR personally and for the sport. But what would it mean to finally get that Daytona 500?
We've been close a couple of times, that's for sure. We've had multiple runs, multiple good runs back-to-back, so it's just nice to show up and start the year off right with a lot of speed, especially being a Daytona. So we just need to close it out, you know, one spot better than a couple of years ago would be nice. But yeah, it's just a lot of hard work goes into each and every race, but, you know, to come out of the gate swinging and putting yourself in contention, that's 90% of those races is just making sure you're there for the last five laps, because we've all seen how they can go south quick. So yeah, Navigating through the traffic and putting yourself in the right spot is big. So we've been able to do that, been lucky a couple times, but sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good.
With the family and fans love that you share the moments online and they can follow along with you, baby Bex. Does it add stress, stability, certainly a lot of love? Like, how does it change or what does it do to your mindset?
It's just a nice mental shift, a whole new perspective. You know, at the end of the day, nothing else matters. And I think that's super nice for me because, you know, as you know, I carry my heart on my sleeve and super passionate and competitive, and you know, it's nice just to be able to take a deep breath and know, like, when I get back to the bus or when I get back home after a certain race, you know, he'll be excited, win, lose, or draw, just to see his dad walk in the door. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. Chicago fans love you, and so many connections with MJ Brands to the city. Talk about specifically for you guys the importance for you and the team here in the city.
Yeah, it's all around good weekend when we come for the Chicago Street Course. I didn't know how it was going to be after, you know, year one or going into year one. I was very skeptical, I will admit that. And I told NASCAR that. And I was like, I don't know how this is going to work. But I was pleasantly surprised at how well it went. It's a lot of walking. I'd say that's the only bad thing as a guy that sits for a living. Feet don't work like that. But all in all, it's still fun. Just the whole vibe is different. It's, you're just doing things that are so different from the norm, which I think that makes an exciting weekend for us. You know, just waking up and walking down to the racetrack. And walking around in your race car is super cool. So, you know, and then having success and being fast on the road course is actually nice for a change. So a lot of hard work goes into it leading up, weeks leading up, spending a lot of time on the sim, just try to figure out the track. But it's fun. I enjoy every aspect about it. I just need to get some better finishes.
Yeah. When you think about this and the team, Denny, obviously super familiar with the sport, is one of those top drivers. And MJ, how has that been? You get so much success for a team coming in, but have him be this icon on the basketball side, connections to Chicago. Just talk about that. Do you ever get, I mean, I'm sure you've answered this question a million times, but, you know, as you progress, as the team progresses with MJ.
Yeah, and I mean, we've done a lot in a small amount of time. So, you know, seeing where the team has come from being, you know, a one-car team with 23 people to now a three-car team with 100-plus people is really, really cool. So proud to be a part of the growth. I'm excited to see how this team goes into this year. Obviously, with Tyler having the success last year, reaching to the Final Four, and just being strong all year last year, we've really looked at a lot of things for the 23 side of things, just to be better and be on the same page as the 45. But now we have a new role of you know, helping 35 as well with Riley coming in. So there's a lot of moving parts that we all feel like we have a responsibility and being a part of, and it'll make it for an exciting season.
Well, when it comes to the fans, it's all about kind of getting more fans. NASCAR, that's that big picture. You guys do what you do on the track. They're trying to kind of expand the fan base. You brought so many new fans to the sport. Chicago Street Race, 80% of the attendees were first-time NASCAR attendees. Talk a little bit about that. Sort of that, I don't know if it's an extra responsibility or an opportunity as you know, one of those people that's actually growing the sport.
Yeah, it's cool to just continue to promote the sport in unique ways and get new demographics out to our sport and make them feel comfortable, you know, in every shape possible. So it's just something that's been a big initiative for NASCAR and for myself, really. It's just showing up, being yourself and having a good time. And, you know, whatever comes after that, you just sit back and enjoy it. So with the next gen car and the new teams that are coming in, the world-class owners that we have in our sport now, I think the sport's thriving in a way that it hasn't before. And we try to continue to push that needle and not get stagnant.
We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for all of the tickets for the Chicago Street Race, new options for the fans, single day, lower prices, kids under 12 free, a lot of ways that NASCAR is making it more fun for fans. And Bubba, as we let you go, are there any new sponsors or any kind of maybe new elements you want to shout out that you're excited about going into the new year?
No, nothing yet. Just excited to get back on track. I mean, off season's over with. We go back racing this weekend, and like you said, tickets just went on sale for the Chicago Street Course. So be sure to get that. If you do that, go buy McDonald's and get you a little 10 piece. It'd be nice.
For more information as they follow you on the track to Daytona and ultimately here to Chicago, social media wise, where can they go?
Yeah, at Bubba Wallace on all social platforms.
All right, thanks, Bubba. Good luck with everything. So many people excited for you, not only for the season, Daytona, of course, but here in Chicago. Thanks for jumping on the show.
All right, Dan. Appreciate you having me on, buddy.